Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, February 5th. And Burns, before we begin, did you take the polar plunge on behalf of Oklahoma Special Olympics at Boomer Lake Saturday?
I didn't make it. I had to rotate my tires and I couldn't get out. No, that was really great for all the participants, but I confess I was not one of them.
A little chilly to jump in the lake.
That's
absolutely
right.
Well, Burns, it's hard to believe it's the fourth week of the spring semester already, and the university is welcoming some special guests.
We are indeed. In fact, this is the fifth year of this great program. It's the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program. 23 veterans from across the country this year are going through the program. I was honored to meet the class during their opening banquet Saturday night, and it really is a wonderful program. It doesn't cost the veterans a dime, and they're from all branches of the military, and they learn about valuable skills and knowledge to pursue entrepreneurial opportunities and small business ownership. They've done so much for our country, and of course, this is a way we can give back and really help them make a difference. It's really consistent with OSU's long-time military history. As a land-grant school, military training was compulsory for male students. Our ROTC program has commissioned more than 6,000 officers, including yours truly. And Air Force ROTC has commissioned nearly 1,000 officers. Air Force came, of course, a long time after Army. We also have over 500 veterans using the GI Bill to go to school here at OSU. So we love the military, and the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program is an important way to demonstrate that.
And Burns, the transformation continues on the north side of the OSU Stillwater campus with the opening of another new athletic facility.
It really does. The very much talked about and speculated about Athletic Village is really taking shape. In fact, this is probably the next to last facility that will go into that area, and this is a very important one. It's our new tennis center, and it's named for Ann and Mike Greenwood here in Stillwater, whose gift helped us build one of the top collegiate tennis facilities in the country. It really is fantastic. And before our tennis team had to go either to Oak Tree or to Tulsa for indoor play, and now that's not going to be necessary. The center has 6 indoor courts. 50,000 square foot tennis center is located north of Boone Pickens Stadium, and in addition to the courts, there's an indoor facility which houses coaches' offices, locker rooms, and the sports medicine hub. The facility can seat up to 350, and at the dedication of this tennis center, the Greenwood Tennis Center, on Friday night, I think there were a lot more than that watching the Cowboys men's team take on number 6 Tennessee and win. They beat the Tennessee Volunteers, so that was great. Everybody was very excited. We're going to be able to host now top tournaments. We'll bid to host the Big 12 Championship. We've achieved a lot of success in tennis through the years, but it's been in spite of our facilities. Thanks to Ann and Mike Greenwood, that's not a problem anymore. In fact, our facilities are an asset.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.